Niamh Gaudja, it's me sure, Joe Mullen, Thoughtful, she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Mullen and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Bollard. Hello friends and welcome to this week's Sounds Irish with yours truly, Joe Bollard. Now first of all, for those of you who may not be aware, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, as I say every week, you can contact me by email, and my email address, everton274 at sky.com, everton 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation to make, or a question to ask. I have decided on this week's programme we're going to have a programme mainly of old favourites and new favourites as well. We're going to have a programme of favourites. Songs and tracks that we've played over the last number of years that's connected in some way with Ireland. Not necessarily an Irish song, but maybe sung by an Irish person or written by an Irish person. I tell you this every week just to make it clear for people who may be listening to us for the first time, and we are picking listeners up each week from a number of radio stations. I'm starting this week with a dedication. I'm dedicating this next track to Gaynor in North Wales. Gaynor, many, many thanks for your email. I'm glad you enjoyed the programme and you expressed your interest in the Dubliners. You said you like the Dubliners. So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to play a Dubliners track that I don't think I've played before. It's a song entitled A Song for Ireland, and it describes somebody who came home from America and was taken with Ireland and wrote this lovely song. For you, Gaynor, the Dubliners, and A Song for Ireland.
Walking all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests, silver-winged they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. Saw black head against the sky, where twisted rocks they run to the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Saw one touch the bow, he played a reel which seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast, in wild foam we found Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. talking all the day with true friends who try to make you stay, telling jokes and the news, singing songs to while the time away. Watched the Galway salmon run like silver, dancing, darting in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no one had to fight. Waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. Sleeping where the falcons fly, they twist and turn all in your air blue sky. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland.
Three. Well, Gaynor, I hope you enjoyed my choice there for you, the Dubliners and a song for Ireland. Now, friends, a little bit of a sad note on this week's programme. Last weekend, we saw the untimely parting of Anthony Foley. Now, Anthony was the rugby coach for the Munster rugby team, and they were about to play a match in Paris. And shortly before the match, Anthony Foley died. So what I want to play for you in memory of Anthony Foley was the theme song. What I want to play for you now is the theme song for the Munster rugby team. They hail from Limerick and they play in Limerick. And the song is entitled There Is an Isle. And I've taken the liberty of, first of all, giving you my recording of the song, and secondly, playing it for any Munster fan that may be listening to me. Erieste gorev a anam.
There is an isle, a bonny isle, stands proudly from the sea. And dearer far in all this world is that dear isle, is that dear isle to me. It is not that alone it stands, while all around is fresh and fair, but because it is my native land and my home, my home. Farewell, farewell, though
lands may meet. May meet my gaze where'er I roam. I shall not find a spot so fair as that dear isle, as that dear isle to me. It is not that alone it stands, while all around is fresh and fair, but because it is my native land. My home is there. It's because it is my native land, and my home is there. It's because it is my native land.
Now we're going to change the style and the tempo completely, because it's a bit of a memory jogger for me, because a good few years ago, more than I care to remember, I used to play in an establishment not too far from where I live at present every Sunday night, and it would always finish up with a sing-along where I would encourage them all to sing, you know, community thing we'd all, and some of them would even get up and leap up and down and do jumping and dancing and things. But this song always finished off the evening's proceedings, and you can understand the lads have been sitting there for maybe an hour and a half or more, you know, indulging, imbibing, worshipping at the shrine of Bacchus, call it what you will. But they'd all sing this with full gusto. It's Barnbrack, and you're getting two for the price of one here. Barnbrack, and they're giving us, first of all, Homeboys Home, followed by Courting in the Kitchen.
Oh, when I was just a young boy, for I longed to see the world, to sail across the sea in ships and see the sails unfurl. I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I wandered far and wide, and of travel I've had my fill. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the Isle of Contaree, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing greener in the Isle of Contaree. Now I've learnt it more to life than to wander and to roam. Happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home, for money can't buy happiness and money cannot find. So I'm going back tomorrow to the girl I left behind, and it's home, boy, it's home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the Isle of Contaree, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing greener in the Isle of Contaree. Come single bell and bow, unto me pay attention, don't ever fall in love, for it's a devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me tooralooralai, and me tooralooraladdy, and me tooralooralai, and my tooralooraladdy. When the captain came downstairs, he spied the situation. In spite of all my prayers, I was marched up to the station. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching. And I got 6 months hard for me courting in the kitchen. With me tooralooralai, and me tooralooraladdy, and me tooralooralai, and my tooralooraladdy.
Who are you, my pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? Who are you, my pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? She answered me right modestly, I am me Maui darn. With me dear, I am a fond little lad, I may call the little dear I owe. Will you come to my mummy's house when the moon is shining clearly? Will you come to my mummy's house when the moon is shining clearly? I went to the house, she let me in, devil the one to hear us. With me to Raya, all the little la, I mean all the little there I owe. She took me by the lily white hand, led me to the table. She took me by the lily white hand, led me to the table. Plenty of wine for the soldier boy to drink if he is able. With me to Raya, all the little la, I mean all the little there I owe. And when will you return again, when will we be married? When will you return again, when will we be married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, we might then get married. With me to Raya, fall the little lad, I may fall the little there I owe.
Now, here's a group I'm not quite sure if we've played on the programme before. They're called Briar Folk, and they're taking us up to where? Yes, you guessed it, Donegal. And they're giving us their version of a track that I've played quite often on the programme. They're telling us all what happens when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home.
High in rugged hills on the coast of Donegal, and the fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing I know right well, as the play to take a living from the sea. With the pleasant road and sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now you're heading out to sea, and the wind is blowing free, and you cast your nets as rain begins to fall. But the sun comes riding high, and the clouds will soon go by, and maybe today you'll take a bumper haul. With a pleasant road and sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now the weather's blowing rough, and the work is very tough, and the ropes and raise the wells upon your hands. But you'll never leave the sea, for whoever you may be, when it's in your blood, it's hard to live on land. With a pleasant road and sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Now there's purple on the hills, and there's green on by the shore, and the sun has spread its gold upon the sea. And there's silver down below, where the herring beaches go, and we catch them, there'll be gold for you and me. With a pleasant road and sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet all great and gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. When the boys of Killybegs come rolling home.
And they got great accents. The boys from Killybegs come rolling home there. Now, once again, we're going to change the style and the tempo. This song really appeals to me. I haven't played it on the programme for some time. First of all, it appeals to me because it was written by Percy French. I'm a big Percy French fan. I'm also a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. And I love the song. A little bit of explanation. Here's a man writing a letter back to his friend Danny. Now, he's on the boat and they've left Ireland to go to Quebec. And he's very sad. And he's thinking of his home way back in Donegal, in a little town called Chrysla, where they're cutting the corn down in Krishla the day. His mind is back at those reapers bringing in the harvest, and he's talking about a girl that he loved, and he meets a woman on the boat who knew the girl. Listen, take a listen to this lovely song entitled, well, it's got two titles. I know it as Cutting the Corn in Krishla, and it's down here written as The Emigrant's Letter. But whatever title you give it, it's a lovely song.
Dear Danny, I'm taking a pen in my hand to tell you we're just out of sight o'er the land. In that grand Allan liner I'm sailing in style, but I'm sailing away from the Emerald Isle. And a long sort of sigh seemed to come from us all when the waves hid the last bit of Auld Danny Hall. Ah, it's well to be you that is taking your tale where they're cutting the corn in a Krishla today. There's a woman on board who knows Katie by sight, and we talked of old times till they put out the light. I'm to meet the good woman tomorrow on deck, and we'll talk about Katie from this to Quebec. I know I'm no match for her, no, not the least, with her house and two cows and her brother a priest. But the woman declares Katie's heart's on the sail, while mine's with the reapers in a Krishla today. Ah, goodbye to you, Danny. No more's to be said, and I think the salt water's got into me head, for it drips from me eyes when I call to my mind the friends and the colleen I'm leaving behind. But still she might wait when I bade her goodbye. There was just the least taste of a tear in her eye, and a break in her voice when she said, you might stay, but please God you'll come back to all Krishla someday.
Well, friends, I don't know about you, but I think that is one beautiful song. Brendan O'Dowda telling us all about Cutting the Corn in Krishla, accompanied by Philip Green and the orchestra. It's the turn of the ladies now, and this is a lady we feature a lot on Sounds Irish. It's Anne Breen, and she's telling us all about the River Shannon.
Town where I was born, if it had an Irish spark, and the town, you needn't name it, you can find it in the dark. Now the River Shannon's flowing, and it sings an Irish song. It stops for just a moment at the town where I was born, just to tell my dear old mother of the love that's in my heart for herself and my old hometown in Ireland. I've been drifting from the Shannon years and share of sorrows, joys and tears. But in my dreams I'm happy, for in my dreams I'll always roam to the dear old River Shannon, to my dear old Irish home. Now the River Shannon's flowing, and it sings an Irish song. It stops for just a moment at the town where I was born, just to tell my dear old mother of the love that's in my heart for herself and my old hometown in Ireland.
The lovely, clear voice, that's the way I can describe it, of Anne Breen and her version of the River Shannon. Now we come to the artist who I believe is the most popular artist in Irish entertainment for the past 30, 40 years or so, and is still packing them in. I'm speaking, of course, of Daniel O'Donnell. I don't think I've played this track, although I've played lots of tracks by Daniel, but I don't think I've played this track by Daniel before. It's entitled The Connemara Cradle Song. Now, Connemara, as we've told you so often on the programme, but I do realise that each week we're picking up new listeners. Connemara is a beautiful part of County Galway. It's on the west coast of Ireland, and it is a wonderful area, beautiful scenery, and, well, they also speak a lot of the Irish language there. It's a little pocket of Irish language usage in Connemara. And this is a song. Imagine a mother in Connemara singing her baby to sleep. Sung for us here by Daniel O'Donnell.
Wings of the wind o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Winds of the night, may your fury be quelled. No one that's dear to our island be lost. Blow the winds gently, can be the foam. shine the light brightly to guide them all home. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The car of tomorrow will stand on the shore, and Daddy goes sailing, sailing no more. Men will be drying the nets, heaven blessed, and safe in my arms, dear, contented he'll rest. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell it was, albeit a very young-sounding Daniel O'Donnell, singing for us there the Connemara Cradle Song. Now, I wonder how many times on Sounds Irish have you heard me say, my mammy used to sing this song, or my daddy used to sing this song. Well, this is another case of the same, because my daddy used to sing part of this song. As I've told you on the programme before, my dad never knew the words of any song. He knew some of the words of some of the songs. And he'd start a song and everybody else would pick up and they'd join in, and then he'd stop singing because he didn't know the words. He didn't know the words of this one. This is Foster and Allen, a duo I have a great deal of time for on the Irish music scene, and their version of Maggie. And maybe my dad used to sing this because that was my mother's name. It was also my sister's name.
I wander today to the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creek old mill is still Maggie, since you and I were young. Oh, they say that I'm feeble with age, Maggie, my steps are much slower than them. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all alone was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. Thank you. say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. When you and I were young.